Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. KX93.5, the morning show brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa here in Laguna Beach. And now we're joined by a whole slew of people involved with local brews, local grooves this weekend at House of Blues Anaheim on Saturday at 5 p.m. Morgan Mallory, the artist, is in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We've got Thomas Towning, who I'm just going to call the beer guy.
That works for
me. Is that fine? Okay. And Michelle Guthrie, the marketing person, is here as well. Hello,
good
everyone.
Morning.
So this is really cool. We've been talking about this for weeks. We were involved last year, and now we're actually broadcasting live, which we're really excited about. It starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are still available at houseofblues.com. Let's start by talking about that food and that beer, and then we'll talk more about the music. Thomas, over 20 different breweries are featured. Are they all local?
We have a lot of local ones, but we also have some non-local ones like Sierra Nevada, and we also have Goose Island as a part of the event.
Right, and I read that about Goose Island. I love Goose Island out of Chicago, and there's special releases that Goose Island's going to feature. How did you muster that?
We bought a lot of beer from them. it took a lot of complaining and emails, but we made it happen. One of the coolest beers we got from them, which you will only find in Chicago, usually in bottles, not on draft, is the Bourbon County Proprietor. So we'll have that on draft as long as the Bourbon County Vanilla as well.
That's awesome. I've tried that before at Straub Distributing, and it's killer.
Yeah.
So this is a cool opportunity for people to do that. And over 20 beers, a lot of local ones. These are relationships you have with breweries or just people that are excited about a beer festival that doesn't happen often?
Yeah, it's all about relationships and being able to support them by, you know, giving them the right beers or the right beer lists or availability in our restaurant for the guests to buy. And then they kind of give us really cool access to buy beer. So, yeah. It's not just something that happens overnight. It takes a year and a half to really be able to get to them to where they'll let us buy the cool stuff and have it for the events.
So the food at the event is also kind of beer inspired, right? What does the menu look like?
We're going to have these really cool things called Bourbon Street Waffle Buddies, and it's a cornbread waffle with jalapenos and some dually sausage and cheese that are pressed together on a panini press. We're also going to have some really nice macaroni and cheese. We're going to have a loaded macaroni and cheese. We're going to have some beer cheese and pretzels. We're going to have pretzel necklaces. So our chef spent a little bit of time trying to find food items that would pair really well with kind of all around beer items.
I just had a flashback to you being in studio last year and us eating beer cheese.
Yeah.
And I immediately wondered why we're not eating beer cheese right now.
We woke up a little late.
I'm
today.
So disappointed all of a sudden. I was really excited and now I'm disappointed.
Well, you have some at the event.
You're going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah,
so
I will
have
be
it
there.
Right there.
You're absolutely right. We're broadcasting live from about 4 to 9 this Saturday evening. So Michelle, talk about how the ticket packages work. People buy their ticket for $12, and then they can add on the wristband or more or VIP options or what?
Yeah, so we put together a few different options for people. It depends on what you like. If you really want to experience the whole thing that is local brews, local grooves, I encourage people to buy that VIP package because that's going to be $60, but it gets you two of everything. So you get two entry tickets, two wristbands, two vouchers to get any type of food that you want, two cocktails, and two items from our gear shop, which is really cool. The wristband comes with five different tabs, and you can use that to get beer samples, you can get food with it, you can get non-alcoholic drinks. So if you don't want the full shebang and you just want to buy a wristband when you're here for $15, then you can just do that and get a little bit of everything.
Cool. And you get to sample with the wristband food, beer, and cocktails.
Yes.
All of the above.
Yes.
Awesome. The music starts at what, 5 o'clock?
6 o'clock. Doors open at 5, but we're going to kick off the music at 6 o'clock on the outdoor stage. Just like last time, we have three different stages built. One's going to be in that outdoor area in between us and Tortilla Joe's. So.
Okay. That's what I think is so very cool about this is rarely does Downtown Disney give away real estate on Downtown Disney. So you guys actually get to set up outside your venue where, you know, thousands of people are walking. I think that's really a cool festival vibe.
And it's a great opportunity for all of the bands that get to play, because where else do you have that kind of a showcase?
Yeah. Disney was, I think, at 100% capacity last weekend because of the diamond stuff that's going on.
Yep.
So you're looking good for a crowd, I would say.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Morgan Mallory.
Hey.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. How are you?
Morgan is performing, 6 o'clock on the outdoor stage on Saturday or?
6:30.
Okay, yes. Cool. And you recently had a very successful Kickstarter campaign for your music. Talk about that. How did that go?
It went better than I expected.
Yeah.
I was really actually overwhelmed by the support, both from friends and family, and people that I didn't even know. Like, that was, I think that's the part that surprised me the most, is that, you know, you always hope that your friends and family are going to support you in your, like, endeavors. But the fact that so many strangers came out of the woodwork, like, oh, yeah, here's $50, you know. Yeah. Like, we want to see you do this. Like, we don't know you, you don't know us, but we believe in you. And, like, it's like, seriously? This is happening right now? Okay.
It's cool that the idea is still there. The inspiration behind a local unsigned musician trying to make it, and people still very much support that idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And from all over the place, like all over the world. We had stuff coming in from Australia. We got stuff coming from the UK, from Russia, not just the States, and even Canada. Like,
what? So what was your goal and how much did you raise for this album?
Our goal was like $4,000 or $5,000. And twice we surpassed that. So now, like, we just had to keep raising it. And now we're maybe just a couple $100 away from $8,000.
Amazing.
Which is awesome, because then where we were cutting corners, we didn't have to anymore. Like, extra days in the studio, extra time to really make sure everything sounded good.
Yeah. So that album now will be out within the next month or so?
The next month or two. Yeah. We're getting the last day done and sending it off to be mixed and getting the artwork all finished up.
Would you consider yourself an up-and-coming musician?
Always.
So this is a big deal for you to kind of get your music the way you want it to sound out to the public for the first time, right?
This is a huge deal for me. Yeah. Like, I've been teasing the idea of doing a record for like close to 5-7 years. Mm. And it's just never quite been the right team. It's never quite been the right time. And I've got an amazing, incredible team working with us. Like Phil Allen, who has a Grammy from working with Adele.
Cool.
We got a bunch of other dudes that play with like America's Got Talent people. Doing the studio stuff. Like, it sounds epic.
What have you been doing in the meantime to try to get to that? Have you just been gigging?
Every week I'm trying to play shows, and I actually have a regular residency on Friday nights, like late night, like 10 to 1 at Social in Costa Mesa. Mm-hmm. It's this rad gastropub. Like, people come in all dressed up from Sutra and like the clubs in Costa Mesa on 17th and whatnot, and they come in their pregame, and we end up trying to keep them.
Yeah, and you probably do on occasion.
We have, like, dance-offs. It was this past weekend was ridiculous. Like, it turned into a punk show. It's like everybody all dressed up in cocktail dresses and suits and stuff, and somehow, I think we did, like, a Led Zeppelin song as the last one. We had 40 people wrapped around us, like, fist pumping and turn this gastropub into a punk club.
Well, awesome. Maybe people will see an inkling of that at Local Brews, Local Grooves this weekend.
Yeah. 6:30 on the Rose Terrace upstairs. Cool. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of original music from the new record. Yeah.
Again, that's Morgan Mallory talking, performing this Saturday at House of Blues Anaheim. Go to houseofblues.com to grab your tickets, maybe even the VIP tickets, which gets you double of everything, drinks and food and whatnot. Do you want to play a song for us, sir?
I would.
Cool. What are you going to play?
This is the new one called Starlight. Just finished writing it last week.
So new that you're reading the lyrics.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody, dude.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure people know, if you go into like scat, that it's because the lyrics are in front of you.
I might just start reciting a ludicrous lyric.
All right. I'm Morgan Mallory live on KX93.5 whenever you are ready.
We're dreaming in a cloud of smoke. Feels like we're all alone. Maybe I'm never feeling the words you've spoken. This has always been my favorite part. Let the world spin off its mark. I'd give it all to make the clock stop moving. Don't ever tell me that it's all a lie, when we both know what really sleeps inside. Shut down the lights and we can see it shine. Been glowing even brighter since the dawn of time. I'm falling into nothing, and you're by my
my side. We're chasing after love in the starlight. A little time in outer space, just enough to keep the pain at bay. All we need is a revolution. Giving up on everything we know, high enough to still take it slow. Keep the pace even if you're moving. Don't ever tell me that it's all a lie, when we both know what really sleeps inside. Shut down the lights and we can see it shine. Been growing even brighter since the dawn of time. We're chasing after love in the starlight. We're chasing after love in the starlight.
Morgan Mallory live on KX93.5, again performing at Local Brews, Local Grooves this Saturday at 6:30 at the Rose Terrace at House of Blues Anaheim. Tickets are still online. Awesome, man. Is that one we'll hear on Saturday?
Very possibly, yeah.
As long as you memorize the lyrics.
As long
before,
as I, yeah.
Before Saturday.
I won't be ad-libbing so much.
Hey, where do you want people to go to find your music and keep in touch with you?
You can go to morganmallory.com, MorganMallory.com.
Cool.
.com. That's got all updates, all the Instagram links to the studio updates and the basic shenanigans.
All right. And we'll look for that kickstarted album in the next couple months, right?
Yeah. And that can be found at, it's a GoFundMe thing. So it's GoFundMe.com/Morgan Mallory.
Sweet.
You find everything.
Thanks, man. Awesome job.
Grazie.
Yeah. Anything else, Michelle, that we want to add?
No, I think we got it all. I'm really excited about this and really excited to see everybody there on Saturday.
So. Awesome. Me too. We're broadcasting live from about 4 to 9 on Saturday as KX93.5. I will be there enjoying the music and the beer and the special Goose Island and the Bourbon Street Waffle Buddy and everything you guys have to offer.
Yes.
So looking forward to Local Brews, Local Grooves this Saturday. We're KX93.5.